Privacy Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the underground collision here in Washington, D.C., right before the GAC. And look who I just ran into, Lois Kitch. Lois, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm great. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here on my first underground. What a great experience.
It's your first one?
Yes. Wow. So we've had fun so far.
Of all the people on planet Earth, I think you would be here for every one of these because you are a mover and a shaker. Do you need to get through? There we go.
Oddly, I never had even heard about this. So this is something everyone should do.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's very transparent, raw talk sometimes. And oh my gosh, look who else is here. Mr. George Umbato from Okoska. George, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be part of Underground this year. And it's my first time to be here.
We're happy that you're here, for sure. Both you guys, for sure. And you guys, so tell us why you guys are here this year. You just got through presenting, and great presentation by the way. And the video was great as well, so good job. But Lois, give us a quick summary on what you guys talked about.
So in the underground, we had an opportunity to really talk about this thing that we talked about last year called Climb Africa. Mm-hmm. And the idea of Climb Africa, yes, a group of 17 of us did climb a mountain, and 14 of the 17 did summit, while only 8 made it to the tippy top. Climb Africa has really meant Climb World. It has helped credit unions and other financial organizations recognize the need and the value in reaching out and serving marginalized families. Mm-hmm. So the academy that has been formed, and George can talk about that quickly, is formed to really help credit unions conquer and take on development issues in their local communities.
Okay, great. And talk about the foundation as well, George?
So for me, I'll say that Climb Africa is a phrase that helps us realize that we have lots of things to do, we're not physically climbing. And with the academy, for instance, we are meant to help us reach out to certain activities that will help stimulate the credit union system. We have 8 centers of excellences within the academy. There's leadership, there's governance, there's membership experience, operational excellency. We have on research, which is key. At times, we lack the right statistics to be able to provide to our members and also to engage in terms of advocacy and also regulatory issues within the continent.
Indeed. And so this was all, tell us about the overall picture of Climb Africa. What did you guys want to achieve here besides climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, which is a feat in itself, but there's a bigger picture here, obviously, Lois, right?
Absolutely. So Climb Africa was really designed to bring awareness to the African continent and the great work that SACOs, or credit unions as we call them, mm-hmm. are actually doing. So it was actually run through the African Cooperative Development Foundation, which I happen to be the chair of.
Oh.
And the idea was also to live the values of the foundation. And so we had a ground team on the ground working at the Salima School for the Blind while we were on the mountain summiting. And we've had tremendous success. I mean, we've had world support and world participation. Of course, this is also a fundraising strategy mm-hmm. to raise enough money to build out the academy yeah. and the curriculum. The academy is built. That part is done.
It's congratulations. Beautiful.
Thank you. But the curriculum is in the process now. We've had great support from CUNY Mutual Group and others. And George, we just rolled out the first financial coaching program in Africa that we know of through the academy. So we're doing great work already, but it was a big climb.
Yeah. Oh, no. And more ways than one.
So. And more to be done.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. George?
And another unique positive externality that has come from the Climb Africa initiative is Okoska recently joined the UN family. So we are one of the UN observers team. So we have that status jointly with ICA Global.
Wow, you guys are women. Truly global here.
Yep, and George has just been named the chair of the board of Proxfin.
Proxfin, which is an arm of Desjardins. Mm-hmm. Desjardins is the international development arm for the credit union support system in mm-hmm. Canada. And the Proxfin is a network of 25 countries globally.
So we attribute all of this to the efforts of Climb Africa and the hundreds of Americans that actually helped support, that sent great wishes to us on the mountain, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. who gave us anywhere from $25 all the way up to $5,000 to actually support this effort. So we've had good success thus far in our fundraising efforts. We still have a ways to go to actually build out the research institutes and some of the curriculum for the academy, but we're well on the way. So thank you, America, and thank you for credit unions across the continent.
And before we get to my last question, I'm going to let these folks through. It looks like you guys need to get through, or are you guys going to wait? Come on, guys. Oh, it's okay. Come on. All right, last question. So what kind of message did you guys want to convey to the audience today? What types of calls to action did you want to convey to the group out there? George, I'll let you go first.
Oh, for me, which again, we'll speak in unison, we'll like to mention that credit union mission remains the same. The mission that was established 100 years ago, centuries ago, still applies today. If we as people within the credit union can just live as human beings and do the right thing, the world would be a better place.
Great message. Oh my gosh, Lois?
So my message is be kind, which should be easy. It's not always easy.
What's hard about that?
The second piece is you're in the center of our government. You know, think about the opportunity to get out and actually talk about politicians, to mend fences, build bridges, to actually solve development issues that Americans are facing. And third is for credit unions to take a seat at the table with governments, with non-government organizations or NGOs, to say we can do better in communities to help families that really need our support. And then finally, come to Africa. And I say it always, not to teach, but to learn and to share. We have many sharing and learning opportunities. So if you see anybody in a vest, stop us and say, how can I come to Africa, or how can I support? Yeah.
Good stuff, good stuff. And we will be looking for sure, because you guys are going to have a busy next 3 or 4 days.
So
yeah. Busy is good. So, all right, thank you so much, Lois. George, thank you so much.
Thank
good to see you
time.
Again. Good
thank
to see you again, Lois, and congrats again.
And if you haven't been to the Underground, you better come next year, because it's fun.
Be here.
Yep.
Thank you all.
All right, good job.